Shesimcha al-keinu imahem, place our portion with those ba'alei betachin, those who really trust in Hashem, la'ilam le'nevish. We should never be ashamed. What would we be ashamed from? What would we be ashamed of? There are different approaches. The first one is the name of the Vilna Gaon. We should never be ashamed of the fact that we actually can't do anything. Should never be ashamed of our own lack of ability. Actually, it should be a source of pleasure for us. What does that mean? It says the Siach Yitzchak in the Siddur of the Vilna Gaon, the Ishei Yisrael, that person who relies on another human being, even though that other human being might help them, nonetheless, it's embarrassing. Because you needed someone's help to achieve something. You needed a loan. You needed some protection. You needed some professional expertise. You feel something lacking in me that I needed someone else's help. But if you rely on Hashem, there's nothing more glorious than that. You're being helped by the creator of heaven and earth. A person should never feel ashamed about the fact they have bitachon. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be helped by the master of the universe. That means we should never be ashamed of the fact that we don't have independent strength. We shouldn't feel held back by our limitations. Rather, we need to tap into Hashem's power and rely on Him. And that ought to be a source of tremendous simcha for us when we have this deep recognition and actually literally be jumping for joy every moment that we remember that we are literally like a child in its mother's arms. Kigmul ale imo, which is what the Vilna Gaon says, bitachon really is. Child in its mother's arms, doesn't worry for anything. Gets whatever it needs. All of its needs taken care of. It's the happiest thing in the world. There's another level too. La'aylam le'nevesh kiva chabatachni. We should never be ashamed because we rely on you. When a person really, really trusts in Hashem, and they're living every single day of reliance, whatever happens to us in life is coming from Hashem, and whatever happens to us in our lives is ultimately best for us, we can be completely calm. This realization allows us to feel this sense of complete tranquility. And then, of course, we can never be embarrassed by anything else. Because why does a person feel embarrassed? Either because I wasn't successful. I'm not capable. I'm not a successful person. I didn't do what the right thing to do was. Or the person thinks just the actions that they did were just useless. But if we internalize the idea that everything, the success of every endeavor is ultimately up to Hashem, and Hashem's causing all the results. Yes, we choose what to do. But the outcome of every action comes from Hashem. I'm not the balabais on my actions. Now, truth is, that means I shouldn't take pride, or overt pride, in my successes. But also I don't need to be upset by that which was not successful. Because ultimately, the results of every endeavor in Hashem's hands. Second thing is when a person realizes that everything Hashem does for me, and even all the deficiencies, all the lacks, all the things I haven't got, or even a family member of mine hasn't got, whether it's, intelligence or finances, it's all a tremendous gift. Every circumstance we find ourselves in is a tremendous gift from Hashem. There's nothing to be ashamed of because everything comes from Hashem. So the more bitachon we have, the less shame we'll feel, certainly in front of other people. There's nothing wrong with me. Hashem's in control. He runs the world.